tape number 2, History of Ethelmark on 8. Continuing where we were talking about the first.
Well, I think we got their act together.
Yes.
Pelicans were more organized.
Having female mailing lists, actually, just even before I got my laurel, I went to the first laurel meeting that I found at how disorganized and. And it is the Pell Laurels who tend to run the laurel.
With yeah. One exception.
One of the things that came out of that, and it was an email more than anything about this. Connor's idea, Master of Trials.
Charles Stewart has.
They would be the first to tell you what the great difference is.
No, Charles was the one who came up to fight it, but yeah.
And that is specifically requested, being surprised. The writ of summons has been used.
Charles was telling me about that. About 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks ago, they were passing through. Fairly proud of that being associated with them. And
yeah.
What a wondrous idea.
It is not new in the SCA. I spoke with them. They told me about the fact that they used them out there. I don't know. I'd known about her laurel something like 2 months. Really nice set of garb because she was a costume.
See, we make an. It's usually the surprise announcement, call them up, catch them in court. But then we say, what date to get their.
The writ.
I like the writ. That's
it.
This date.
Charles had found a writ of some.
First or second, I'm not sure which.
What's the story you were telling me yesterday about to read?
Oh, went to the Queen to read it, to read a note, and the Queen. I don't have time to read it. Read it to me, and it was a writ of summons.
That's good.
It was a note from the order saying.
Mommy.
And although we all had first envisioned, there was kind of this hope that we could call the writs on our first peers, see and experience. That somebody somewhere decided that since we weren't a kingdom, business of a kingdom.
Yeah. So it was. There was. I have one question about the writs. What if gotten the writ can't make the event?
Yeah. I don't think that's a big issue.
And not everybody gets surprised.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've done some of those.
In fact.
As is discussed, there's no one way to do it right.
No.
Say, after the great tears and bitterness of. Speak to me of other awards, and I would not hear of them and would not have a vigil, so hard.
But you know, I'll say that in the very short. Fossilized in our heads. One of the members of the East Kingdom, she lived in the East Kingdom for a year and then had moved back to Pelican, posting to her laurel last night. And we've been in contact with the people running it, and I out that the lady from the East who was already picked out three of the four worthies for her. I didn't say it to her, but my thought was, how presumptuous.
One of the things that has happened with the Ritz, and one of the reasons very quickly, is that number two, it is beautifully done. Out. Not to make the Ritz. They are plain. They are black and white. And people who are getting the Ritz, frame them and hang them.
Yes. You know, we've gone to our Ritz, and an arts award, for heaven's sake. Really quite, it's quite a beautiful piece. Nicely done.
That is another. I don't know if it's ever from every. That our Viscounty scrolls, the ducal scrolls, are done on vellum with pure absolute works of art.
And that was Morian, Master Morian of Athelmark, and he pushed that I don't know if it's a law or it's just made tradition, and the kingdom up to $100 per rain to make on vellum or papyrus or whatever.
A neutral section of the conversation section. I just sat here at one point and don't otherwise get mentioned. Fredo Alvafuns, and at some point.
Well, all of the people who sat on the Kingdom Laws Committee, as its chair, Brendan Flippia.
That is Brendan Brisbane Flippia.
Daddy of the Seven Wells.
Lord.
Brian of Leicester.
Mono sat on the committee. Dagonel Collingwood of Emerald, rather, and Keek Fron.
Duchess Lisa Della Rosa from the Middle Society Seneschal at the time, and then her successor.
Despite the
yes.
We told him about the pigs fly.
Well, who was her successor, who was also. One of the things that I think happened because we to kingdom was that people who were the main and in Athelmark, because there were some in Athelmark, used to the idea.
Yeah.
What they came to realize was, and it was just wasn't worth the effort to try.
Happened was that. Because we ran everything. Four or four times I would send drafts of law and give me commentary on it so we could see where the things that happened there was that when our law went in, Society Seneschal looked at it and said, this is great.
Society Seneschal made.
You know, at the time.
Power over your proposed laws.
No.
You can't kept getting, trying to send up principality. Didn't get it past the Middle Kingdom Tenshaw.
Yeah. It was very, very good.
Well, she was an alpha marker.
When she first started the session. But point of view was, this is what you want. There's no reason why the East should be. Bjorn, King Bjorn and Queen Mor. In fact, a couple of times they came to me and said, because we cannot want this to happen and we wanted to see it go. And Bjorn and Morgan were very supportive. They were almost disappointed that they were not able
to. Oh no, they were not almost disappointed. They were extremely
down by like 3 weeks or something. Yeah, they stepped down just.
I was living in the main part of the East at that point. They were starting to feel like, oh, we should then take moved to Carolina, which is the Boston area. We cleared little bits and pieces from friends of ours out here. About Bjorn and Morgan being so helpful. The main part of the East. They're from Rhode Island. We were one of some of the royalty that didn't travel.
And Morgan traveled extensively.
I feel they traveled during their reign. They traveled extensively. How's that? Gosh, that was unique.
Yeah, they did. They did travel. The person I wanted to mention in terms of. More helpful than I could possibly. Honorable Lord Wyandotte, aka.
Head in the Kabanga, the Kabanga.
Okay. Also known as Scoop.
And for those. Now, as Athelmark's Alfgar the Sententious.
You bet.
Alfgar the Sententious was a man. Spaced. Typewritten, no margin, and feel that he hadn't said quite enough yet.
Brian was my he calls himself my research and development. He's the one who put together all the and helped resolve the borders. Peers. He did a lot and collection of make this work.
Yep.
He gave me the changes, but it was a full color map that showed where every single group was, code where the disputed. I pulled this out and laid this out on tables, and people. Well, Mark? Because a lot of them had no. You mean that area is part of that? Yes, that is Athelmark. There's this feast over here. They were very amazed at
Scoop. A proposed draft of kingdom law, which while it.
It was a good basis to start
provided
from.
Provided us had done with law.
Yeah.
And gave us magnificent for it. Obsessive about detail. And he was very, a year without Scoop in place.
I certainly couldn't have done everything.
Scoop was determined to be.
Yes.
And if Scoop was involved, it was 5 or 6 more years.
Yeah.
through use of him. And
work in the background.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
It took him a while to get the guy who stood up at Curia and gave a long, give me for an hour or two. But
I'll mention one other person just for fun. That is Lord Connor McLean. My escort, because he wasn't going to let me go to Chicago. So he escorted me to the delight to have along.
Okay. I changed you. And be primarily a tourney king. Our kingdom.
Oh, dear.
Has there been a first general of the Ethelmark?
Doesn't really quite live here.
Well, no. But Hosgerbald was not really the...
Who?
The College of War.
And...
You're confirming what I thought, which is no.
Okay.
We've had warlords. Very strong tradition of melee.
Will you be a group of fighters that does not different directions?
Oh yeah. We've always
most other places.
Yeah.
You have to remember that this is the
there was melee team. I think that to a large extent. Because it's the first time this kingdom didn't consider us. And it was to their error. Our army went through. So used to being.
Yes, it's hard.
It's hard.
Fighting for the East
and
is hard to overcome
the
in 10 minutes.
And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, East, no, wait.
No, maybe. The Athelmark army went through the major contingent, the great northern region, and turned around and went and realized there was nobody left there. And the Ansiorin king came to our queen and said, they outran us. They outfought us. You've given them gorillas out there. As I think for a long time, be a kingdom of fighting households and fighting.
One of the differences there, though, is it's not just. We also take practice of learning to fight. Form an
we
army,
have more
not
war
just
practice
house.
Events. Also.
We have a traditional event that's the weekend before Momor.
Right,
Athelmark War Practice.
Athelmark War
Practice. We're here this year.
Yeah. How many fighters on the field? How many are Athelmark fighters?
Most
of them.
People to hear that. 60 fighters from halfway across the country.
War practice did not start out as war practice.
No, it was turned.
Before that, it was supposed to be.
Before that, the Barony marks the debatable marches in Ohio, and it was held in a war.
Oh, it was awful.
It was awful. The mud was. We'll host it, and we'll show those turkeys in Ohio.
And,
that was the
joke. A lot of people aren't aware of, which is that war practice was originally the people in the Butler, Newcastle area, especially come to Penzic. And we wanted to have to see what the SCA was really all about, because people are a cult.
Yeah.
I have met people who said, stay away from those. those SCA people that are a cult.
See what we're going to do before they get here and have to work.
That's true.
Our practice is that the people that a lot of them are going to, and they just said, hey, could we have some kind of as prince before the next? And it's also going to be my. And it just kind of developed from.
I firmly believe that a Penzic is possessed and just because most of them would getting tired of the SCA.
Yes.
That makes sense.
I would all be fighter.
And all of these years. Excited, but I was so excited about tonight. I mean, for like the last 2-3 months, I've been going. Penzic, I usually that's the way I feel.
That's Penzic in history. This is.
Tell you that while I have done very well in tournaments, I was a coronet 3 times. And I've also gotten to the semifinals of Eastern. I still but in combined.
One of the things that I too agree with Bear. If up into 3 or 4 small wars because it would be much more like Penzic was. But as long as Penzic is held, and Applemark is going to be a force, is going to have a big step up because we
a 400 to 500 person army, almost an overwhelming.
Applemark is not. Fighters is the usual strength for Applemark.
Comment as someone who traveled with the Earl Marshal in the middle at that point in time. In my opinion, it was independence of the parent kingdom. A lot quicker. Parent kingdom the first year.
We didn't have a choice.
Yeah, because it was before we did that.
Yeah.
And even longer for Atlantis. Still, are virtually.
But we're talking. I don't know that the decision as to who we were going to made by the East in Atlantia.
No, actually, Michael spent quite a bit to find out who they were fighting for because Atlantia fighting on the same side because. As the two largest allied kingdoms.
Yes.
And he had.
Why should it make a difference? We fought with the East for years.
It was a walk for years because we were part of the East.
I don't know,
okay.
I suppose.
I'm
pleased with the position. It would certainly be nice, but I like the way that opening ceremony welcomed the other kingdoms in. I like the fact next to the East instead of in where their order of precedence. Nice.
That was negotiated here.
Yeah.
that was not the original of the Apple Mark in the middle. But
just a little muscle flex.
Apple Mark.
Point this year, so.
Apple Mark. Negatives. And would be. Which I feel was a mistake on their part.
Let me ask one final set of questions. As I asked, so the lessons that you feel, you guys are gone, that you, 15 years is is not long enough. Guys, what are the lessons you want? Let's start with
the thing that's been hit home to me at this war. There is no one way. That diversity is actually one of our greatest to the SCA or to do a ceremony or anything. And handling it into one way.
Yeah.
Leading the principality movement, I can't tell you. The East did not approve because the principality, yada, yada, yada. Believed that what they thought mattered, we would not exist. And the exact same thing happened with the kingdom, and a few people that haven't learned, and some of our the rest of the known world thinks. Tradition of efficiency.
If something is being done by tradition, then I think that if a tradition is work anymore, but it's still being done because it's tradition.
Well, I gave you my opinion the other day.
I don't even remember. Monarchs have to remember that their job is to be the entertainment for I'm a king and therefore I can do what I please. Shouldn't do it because you can.
I would say that the other kingdoms doesn't have is a feeling that we strive for consensus. We do support that and just as and keeping it working smoothly. The whole thing. If you get too involved in running the game, you gotta keep it simple. And that's what's got me in the.
Remember, 15 years from now, or even 5 years from now, and they're big enough to go their own way. And they're like,
we're going to go whether we want.
We can't say approve or not. It's going to be stand in their way,
and we have to remember that because someday we are. And we just have to say, hey, that's great.
It will be, or West Virginia, or both will come.
You can travel, some groups are 12 hours south.
No,
no,
it's not.
But still, we have to remember.
A lot.
That it's
very large mountains.
avoided it.
Make an observation, and that is, it was a story thinking about of when two people get to go and do what Bear did is be sure we're doing it for the reason. How many times has in human history come to disaster? Let's be sure we're doing this for the right. You're right. If you don't, and I hope.
When I was walking, is that something? What we did wasn't all that great. Talking about this whole thing gives you a sense that it's 9 years. Past 9 years, our principality and now our kingdom. What I would hope is that 10 years down the road, we can that we did it the right way.
Two issues to come. You want to get in here?
Just one statement very quickly.
I had that epiphany at 10:10.
That was the first Penzic I ever attended. And I think is vitally important in why we were so successful. The people who were involved in all of the principles put into it, even across, they're all friends. There are not that have opposite goals and ends scattered throughout, and we are all friends.
And we all.
I want to hear. Yes.
Well, say, time that the Western region had everything it took to become really a matter of politics as to when it would happen. Position, it was, to me, inevitable. Well, it sounds like the reality rather than the inevitability theory. I believe that the principality was utterly inevitable without me. And that's...
I'm probably not jacked you around.
Absolutely. Me, we had to have Manos, we had to have Oriana. And then
one or two people to get an energy charge. That's it. I am taking that.
That would be us, yeah.
That was important.
And I will tell you that my opinion, and I don't care how many, you know, that it took a decade. And in fact, after we became a principal, we did need a few years to grow up to be a kingdom. In Penzic 10, that we should be a kingdom. What we think. Simple, stupid, etc., etc., etc. And I happen to feel the uncommon realization in the SCA. The vast majority of the SCA, that the people assembled here, this is an all-volunteer organization. We like to do this, and yes, that we need to go to work on Monday.
About Algernon Hardisman,
yeah.
who was when I was very young in the SCA,
yes,
and who's supposed
to be fun. In fact,
I led a large group of people. Work more fun.
Actually, the people chanted at each other over the years, you know, hitting each other when wrangling began. It's only a hobby.
I cannot think of a better place. Because this is wisdom for the ages.